Just send a shout out to all our fans, the sponsors, everybody that came out. This being the last, you know, formal practice for the fans and everybody to be here. I think it was just a great training camp. I, you know, my first experience, obviously, to have it here at NovaCare and you know, with Don Smolinski and his team and the execs and all the support staff that put this on is a big effort. And so from, you know, obviously the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all the fans and you know, for coming out and supporting the guys in these types of conditions. So great job to the fans, great job to the Eagles for putting this on.
Howie said that you had a chance to evaluate Duro Green Beckham last year when you were with the Chiefs. What did you see from him?
You know, big, tall, strong, physical receiver, can make plays. You know, there's not a ton of, like, current game film on him, so we kind of dive back into his history a little bit of watching some games and really liked him, was intrigued with him, obviously his size and speed, and I look forward to getting him in here and getting going. Yeah, good question. The ones I plan on the entire first quarter, and then hopefully I can get a series or two into the second. I want to extend their time, obviously, more than three plays and get them some extensive work in these first quarter and a half.
You're not looking at playing Green back in the first
quarter. I am not. I want him to go on the trip. I want him to get involved with the players and him get used to the team, you know, the team getting used to him. So I want to bring him on the trip, get him involved, but we got some work to do before we can get to that point.
Doug, because of where you are with the wide receiver, do you think you would take it, taking a chance on a guy who has all field problems because your situation with wide receiver is probably not going to be?
Well, you know, all along my stance has always been about competition. At every position. Obviously, it goes back to the quarterback issue way back in the spring. And this is no different. We're always constantly looking. First of all, listen, this is a great opportunity for Dennis Kelly now. Great opportunity. Had a chance to speak with him this morning and wished him well, and he's got a great opportunity there in Tennessee. But, you know, for us, we just got to continue to evaluate every position. And when we can get players in here that can compete, you know, we want to do that, and we want to take advantage of these situations, and this is one of those times.
Hey, Doug, Lane Johnson said yesterday that he had told the guys upstairs about his failed test around the 30th of July. As you said last week, you found out the same day as we did, which was on Tuesday. Did you not know before that when he told it?
Yeah, listen, on the Lane Johnson thing, until I get further notice from the National Football League, it's a mute point in my case. I'm not going to talk anymore about it.
You know, I kind of
take a chip off of Andy Reid's block. You know, I mean, we had a Michael Vick who had definitely, you know, situations there. You know, and we were able to. Now, listen, I'm gonna preface this by saying we're not in the rehabilitation business, but at the same time, you know, we feel like with the staff that I've assembled on offense, with the personnel staff upstairs, that we can bring guys in that might have had, you know, a little bit of a history, and we can help these players not only become young men but become good football players. I mean, you know, Jalen Mills had incidents. I mean, you just go down the list, and we all have faults. We all have things in our past that are going to come back at some point. But you know what? We learn from them. We move on, and we make better men out of these guys. And this is a great opportunity not only for him but for us as a staff to show that.
How did he evolve into that position, though? You were there for the early part of Andy. Did he not? In the beginning, there was the Andy Reid type of player that those guys, including Michael Vick, didn't fit. Did you learn from watching this? I mean, have you had that?
Of course. I paid close attention to that. You know, when we found out that Michael was coming, I mean, Michael turned out to be tremendous, and he's a great guy. I mean, Michael is a tremendous guy, and it was unfortunate, you know, situation that he was in. But, you know, again, we're not in the business of trying to rehabilitate anybody. But at the same time, I think that through the structure of the football, the way we practice, the detail, the organization, I just think there's so many life lessons that can be learned from the way we work and the way we train throughout the day and throughout the year. And this is what we encourage our players to take on, because once they step out of these walls and step off the property, you know, those are the things they rely on in their daily lives.
Doug,
with respect to Carson, is there ever a point in coaching or teaching the quarterback that you have to address injuries insofar as how they might affect the way he plays. It doesn't look like it with Carson so far, but you know, he breaks a wrist last year, now he's got a fractured rib this year. Is there ever a time where you would say, hey, look, you know, don't let it get in your head that you've been hurt a couple of years, don't let it affect your play, that sort of thing?
No, you know, I mean, the biggest thing we can do is just correct the mistake on film that was made, and then obviously learn from that situation and not be in that, put yourself in those vulnerable hits like that where you can get the ball out a little bit faster. You know, I broke my jaw in 1999 with the Packers, but it didn't. After 5 weeks, I went back out there and played, and you know, you're not worried about getting hit, you know, again, as part of the game. So we don't, same way with a guy that has a knee or a shoulder. You know, we want them to get out there and be aggressive, test it early. And then once they get that first hit, they're usually pretty good after that, and we move on.
How would you evaluate your receivers before the trade? And did you see it as a definite position of need?
You know, our receivers are young. Our receivers are learning every single day. They're working hard every day. I see improvements every single day. From the game to our practice the other night in the link, I saw a little bit of faster tempo. I saw speed. I saw today, you know, receivers are making strides. They're catching the football today. I mean, it's that process that takes time. It takes time. The quarterback getting used to the receiver getting used to the quarterback, and the more time now that we can spend individually, if you notice today in the way the practice was structured, we spent more time throwing to the receivers and throwing to the tight ends and running backs. So we're going to take advantage of that. Anytime we can bring a player in at any position, to whether it's an upgrade or not, we're going to take a look at that and make the best decisions for the Philadelphia Eagles.
How much do you weigh playing the starters and getting them game ready versus, you know, worrying about injury? And does it depend? Some guys need more time than others.
Well, you know, the injury thing, I can't really worry. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You can sort of ramp this thing up, so you want to give them a little bit more time in week two, and then a lot of time in week three, almost three quarters in week three, and then you back them down and give them 2 weeks ready, getting them ready for the opener. So, you know, you just got to – there are some players that you might, you know, consider holding or letting them play a couple, two, three series and get them out. But for the most part, everybody's going to go and play with the guys we have.
Who's not going
to
play?
All right, so who's not going to play? So you got Michael Kendricks will be out. Mike Martin is going to be out. Jordan Matthews, Jalen Mills, and Hunter Sharp will be out. Carson Wentz is out, but he'll travel with the team to Pittsburgh.
And what's your expectation for when Carson's going to return to practice?
It's day to day. You know, it just depends on how well he can function, you know, with the discomfort that he has. And I've had this injury before, too, and it is a day-to-day injury. And right now, if it were game week, I think he would be ready. But at the same time, we're fortunate that it's not, and it's preseason. So we hope to get him back here, you know, towards the end of camp, that last game.
Did you have it, and how long did it take for you?
I had it in 99, but it was during the regular season. And you know, I had to play the next week. So you just kind of deal with it, and you do what you can to get ready to go. And you might miss a Wednesday, Thursday practice, but you go and play, and you do what you can for your football team.
If he's not able to play anymore in the preseason, and he's not scheduled to play much in the regular season, doesn't that stagnate his growth somewhat?
His height?
His growth in terms of...
Just kidding. That was a little. No, not with this kid. Not with this. This is a special kid now. He's sharp. He's very sharp. He stays on point. He asks a ton of questions in the classroom. He's learning every single day. Is he not getting the actual physical rep? Yeah, he's not getting that, but at the same time, he studies the tape and you know, has himself mentally ready to go. So outside of the actual taking that rep, this won't hurt him in the long run.
Who's going to start at right tackle and left guard for you on Thursday?
So going into this game, you know, Alan Barber is going to be over there at right tackle. You got Brooks, you know, obviously a right guard. Kelsey at the center spot. Isaac is going to jump up to that left guard spot, and then Peters will play on left tackle.
Did Kendrick suffer some sort of setback? I know you expected him back in practice last Saturday.
Yeah, Michael Kendricks. Yeah, no, it's just not ready yet. It's still day to day. Fully expect him. Hopefully this next week, going into the Colts game, you know, hopefully we can get our starters ready to go.
Thank you.
He's an ultimate height, weight, speed guy. I'm sure you envision him in your offense. What are some of the elements that you feel he could bring to what you're able to do on the field?
Yeah, you know, number one, he's a big, powerful guy, and he runs extremely well as far as slant routes go. He's a big physical presence right there. I think with in the red zone, you go back and watch some tape. He's got a good vertical leap. He can elevate quickly. He can get over the top of defenders, which is sort of a comfort for the quarterback to be able to just put the ball in his area. But until we really get him in here and see what he can do physically, we'll wait to that point. But those are some things right now that I think the slant game, the vertical game, is where he can really benefit with his size and strength.
So what's the reason why you're traveling Carson and not Letterman?
The reason why is he's a quarterback, and I want him involved in every single meeting so we don't stunt his growth, and I want to continue that whole process with him. And his injury, it's a rib injury. So in guys that have hamstrings and quads, it's a little bit different as well. But at the same time, I've always believed that quarterback position, you know, when I broke my back in 2004, I was the backup at the time, but I continued. I went on IR and I traveled all season. So I've been in that situation, and I want him to go. Okay, thanks, guys.